Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
If you are wondering what we actually look like, you only hear us, we are now on YouTube.
You want to watch this full episode? Join us on YouTube. Just search for Sex Talk with My Mom.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our Sex Podcast Collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
I show it to your sister, and you know what she says?
Huh.
So you're thirst trapping for a noble cause.
Is that what you're doing?
Well, I said embrace your age.
All right. You got a mission over there. It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm Karen Lee Poder, his mother.
You sneaky freaks are in for a wild ride today. You know why that is, Mom?
Because I came up with a brilliant question.
Yes. Did you come up with this question while you were on the toilet?
Yes. You nailed it. I even put it on mute so you wouldn't hear any flushing.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Here's the question of the week, you sneaky fucks.
That's how well you know me, by the way.
That, well, of course, you call me up and you're like, oh, I have this, we had just been brainstorming the question of the week, and then suddenly you call me up and you're like, I got it!
Because you said you wanted something really funky like last week's, which was, you know, our armpits in an erogenous zone.
No, first of all, last week's question was, do you have any regrets for things you haven't done sexually?
Oh, good point.
And
yes.
The one before that was, have you ever fucked an armpit?
Fucking in the armpit. Yeah. You said you like it. That was your, like one of your favorite questions.
I think so those are nice. I think they're fun. You know, and you came up with a good one.
Thank you.
Here's the question of the week,
very
you sneaky
rare,
fucks.
By the way.
How comfortable do you feel farting, peeing, or pooping in front of your sexual partner? Do you have any hard limits?
How awesome is that question, folks? Oh, man.
Well, because you asked it to everyone, I feel like you have to start it off, Moot.
Oh, yeah.
You have to.
I will start it off. I have no problem starting it off.
Okay.
It initially made me think about the guy that wanted me to sell my shit.
Yeah.
That's an extreme fetish.
Sneaky freaks just tuning in, some guy approached my mother over
on
email.
Yeah.
Asking if he can buy her shit so he can eat it.
Well, and I was supposed to go to a hotel and go into the restroom, take a dump, leave. it was my champagne.
Your scat caviar champagne.
You know this better than me.
Yeah.
Scat caviar, obviously that was poop, and champagne nectar, which was pee. Oh, yeah. God. Anyway. So I was to go into a hotel of my choice in downtown Chicago, do those things, do not flush under penalty of, and then he was going to eat it afterwards and drink it afterwards for thousands of dollars.
And it never came to fruition, huh?
No, because I thought the guy could, who knows what kind of Jeffrey Dahmer type shit would happen if I went in there by myself.
Yeah, you were worried about your safety.
Of course. Yeah. Would you want your mother going in there and doing that for a couple thousand dollars?
Listen, I was willing to go in and do it for you.
You were willing to go and do it for me for $50.
That's right. All right, so let's get back to the question of the week, Mother. How comfortable do you feel farting, peeing, or pooping in front of your sexual partner? And do you have any hard limits in those areas?
So for whatever reason, when I was married to your father, I was not that comfortable doing that in front of, especially pooping in front of him.
Really?
I don't know why.
Wow.
I think because a lot of the norms were that, you know, it's not ladylike or something. I don't know.
Wow.
We had two bathrooms too, so that maybe was one of the reasons I didn't really give a shit, no pun intended.
I don't remember you having two bathrooms.
Yeah, we had plenty of bathrooms in the house, and we can go to other bathrooms, but
okay.
All right. Anyway, bottom line is, with D's, it's a completely different story because being that he's ADD and I'm ADD, there's literally pretty much nothing that would stop us from doing anything in front of each other.
So you fart, piss, and poop in front of each other?
Yes. And some of the sex stuff comes out that way anyway, you know?
What the fuck does that mean?
Think about it. I mean,
wait,
I know
what kind of sex stuff comes out that way? You're shitting in the bed while you're fucking?
No. Although, you know, I've been accused of that by him on one occasion, which I talked about here. No, I'm just saying that, you know, sex is kind of messy anyway. So if you're having sex with someone, what difference does it make if you're pooping, peeing, you know, squirting, whatever the case may be?
Yeah.
Who cares? So to me, I don't care. As a matter of fact, it's rather annoying because every time I get up to go to the bathroom, he goes, "You making number? Are you taking a poop?" No, women go to the bathroom all the time.
He asked me that all the fucking time. It makes me very uncomfortable to shit in your apartment.
Because of that?
I had to ask him to stop asking me if I'm going to shit.
Yes.
You make me uncomfortable every time you ask me if I'm going to go shit in your bathroom.
He's got a thing. He finds poop fascinating, and the whole process of it, I think, is fascinating to him. But it's not fascinating to me and you.
Here's what I'll say, though.
What?
It makes me love hotel rooms with two queen beds. The queen beds allow you to sleep comfortably next to each other.
Yes.
And that one queen bed can be used for the fucking and the shitting and pissing in the bed. And the other queen bed can be used for sleeping. And you don't need to mix the two.
Okay, so you're telling me that has occurred in your life?
No, but I'm just prepping for the future.
I mean, I used to love it. When I check in at a hotel and they were like, "Oh, we only have two double beds." I'm like, "Yes.
Hell yeah.
I don't need anybody touching me."
But for sex purposes or just because you want to sleep separately?
Sleep separately.
Yeah. I also prefer sleeping separately. So say you have a whole fuck session. Then you leave the partner in the other bed with all the shit?
After what I just told you about my boyfriend, you think that person gives a damn what's going on?
He's sleeping in all sorts of fluids?
He doesn't give a rat's ass. What about
gross.
You, though? Have you had this situation where you felt uncomfortable farting, peeing, pooping in front of anybody, or you feel completely comfortable?
No, you know, I'm not in a long-term relationship, so the people I'm hooking up with or being getting involved with, I don't know so well and for so long. So, you know, I'm not going to fart and piss and poop in front of them.
It's so funny. What is the time duration that you need, then? How long do you need to get to know the person before you get to shit and piss all over the place in front of.
Yeah, I think it depends how much time you're spending with each other. But I, you know, when the relationship starts moving into like your second trimester,
Someone's learning about my trimester theory. Are you?
I'm learning. You've been talking about this since for the past 7 years. I think when you're in the second and you start seeing, you know, the cracks in the other person, you don't have them on such a pedestal. Then you can also see them fart, piss, and poop.
Depends how
fast you get there. You know.
This is really funny, but though my brother and now sister-in-law of, I don't know, 20-something years, they, when they first met, they just went right to Vegas, and my brother was like holding his shit in so hard. He was holding something. I don't know if it was a fart or shit or something. He wouldn't do anything in front of her, and he's the kind of guy that would fart and, you know, at the dinner table.
Right.
And now he's constantly having gas problems all the time in front of her. She should have known right from the get-go that was a big fraud.
It's a fraud. Well, let's go to the sneaky freaks, huh? And for the record, let me just set the record straight. I fully believe that all of these things are biological functions. And I, in a committed relationship where we feel very comfortable with each other, you know, even with my friends, I will fart, piss, or poop in front of them, you know?
Well, you get to be my age and sometimes you have no control of that either. Anyway, I can walk. I can be in the middle of Target and I'm going to fart. And I'm like, did that just come out of me? What if somebody has me jump up and down? And I don't know
what do you mean, have someone has you jump up and down? What school are you going to? PE class? What's happening here?
I don't know if I was dancing or playing volleyball. I mean, you never
playing
know.
Volleyball. You use volleyball a lot as an example. I think in my 33 years of existing, I don't think I've ever seen you touch a volleyball.
Well, a lot you don't know about me.
Yeah, you're a big volleyballer?
I'm a baller.
I'm a baller. All right, let's move.
You know how you play pickleball and all that stuff?
Pickleball.
Isn't it called pickleball?
Yeah.
You don't think that if I played pickleball, I'd give it a good swing at the bracket?
You're not playing pickleball.
No, I'm not. But a lot of my friends play, and I bet you there's a lot of little. Or how about if you laugh? Just all it takes is a good laugh for me, and that's if there's a. Let's go on to the sneaky freaks.
Okay, all right. Kevin says farting is whatever, but oh dear God, very, very much against anyone with a fully functional brain defecating in the same room as me. It took my wife a long time to get used to that. She also found it weird that I actually love water sports, but only during shower time.
Okay.
Do you know,
first, water sports meaning we're talking golden showers.
That's right.
And that's another thing. I don't appreciate anybody peeing in my shower.
Oh, I can't stand it. I had a friend
standing in piss, and it's going to smell like piss. I did not. I found out that your father was doing it for years, and I was so pissed off.
I had a friend come and stay with me, and he had the gall to fucking piss in my shower.
Oh, okay. Just,
and he knows. We had lived together in the past. He knows I don't like to piss in the shower. I know a lot of people love that shit. I can't stand the smell of urine in the shower. I'm trying to get clean. I don't want to smell my friend's fucking asparagus piss while I'm trying to wash my body.
And I
smelled it immediately when he did this. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. So what did you say?
I called him out. I said, that's very disrespectful. It was disrespectful.
It is totally disrespectful. And, you know, that pee stays in the drain. I don't care how well you think you're cleaning it out, but the pee is going to stay in the drain. So you're standing in the drain full of pee.
Well, old Kevin over here thinks he's a fan of the water sports, but only during shower time, which we've heard about in the past as well.
I remember I interviewed some girl who said she only has sex with her husband in the shower.
Well, this was
because it's clean.
We talked to someone, and I don't remember if she wanted to go be anonymous, but she's a friend of mine, and she said that she does the water sports, but only in the shower as well. Makes it much easier to clean.
Ew.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I could get into it. I don't know. I think I would not get into it.
Very interesting. It's amazing that Kevin's down to get pissed on. Or to piss on someone, but that doesn't want to shit in the same place as the other person.
And a fully functional brain.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I mean, are you that's
to each their own, you know?
No, but why? What is the yuck in that yum?
What do you mean?
Calling people out that don't have a if you, so in other words, if you defecate in the same room as him,
peeing or pooping
with a fully functional brain.
Yeah, well, hopefully he's with people who have fully functional brains. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Let's move on to James. James says, fart, piss, no problem, but I don't fart around water. For example, shower.
Where are people coming up with these?
I don't know, like, these caveats.
Yeah, what water?
James says, God. For example, shower, hot tub, or pool are an absolute hard no. And an absolute hard no on the pooping. I shit alone. Okay, so James doesn't want to shit with other people around. Fair. But what's with the not wanting to fart or piss around? No, farting around water. You know,
I have definitely farted in hot tubs.
What happens when he farts in the shower?
Why can't you fart anywhere? What if you do a sexual activity that as soon as they pull out, it sounds like a fart or a queef? Or if it's anal, you're going to fart. Trust me, if you're having anal, you're going to fart. There's no way around it. There's too much air going in and out of that intestine.
He's the one who doesn't want to fart around water. It's just the water element is really interesting to me.
And it's very interesting to me. I wonder if this person, James, is a Pisces.
Yeah, maybe he's a strong respect for the water. Yeah. Kaylee says, one time I had a friends with benefits that had a pee fetish. I took a video of me peeing and he loved it. And nope, no hard limits. I like watching my guy pee, although I wouldn't say that I have a kink with it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Do you get off watching T's pee?
No.
No.
Why the hell would I want to see that?
I was with a friend in Medellin, Colombia. And they don't have a lot of public restrooms here, like in the metro terminals or anything like that. And I, of course, had to pee because I'm peeing every fucking 10 minutes over here because I'm pounding water.
Yeah, me too.
I had to piss in like the grassy area next to like an intersection of a highway. And she took a picture of me while I was doing this. Why do people feel the need to take pictures of me while I'm pissing in public?
I took a picture of you and your dad and your brother when you were much younger, obviously. You and your dad and your brother. the three of you, we were up on this winding road in Hawaii, and we went all the way up into this fog here in the top of the mountain. And we get out, and the three of you decided to piss over a cliff.
Yeah, and I remember that.
It's a great picture. I have to find it. And you three are pissing, and I, of course, had to go video that and take pictures of that. How cute is that picture?
How about the time I was pissing in Mexico, and my friend and I got arrested? My friend literally got handcuffed. Not so much my friend, by the way, because he spent the whole time hitting on you. I'm not a fan.
Oh, he was the one who actually... Did you actually pee, and he got handcuffed? Yeah.
And the only reason we both pissed.
And, and I remember they didn't... I think it was your sister talked him out of taking you out over to the police station.
No, I talked him. I was the only one who had functional Spanish at the time. I advocated for myself and tried to argue in Spanish and did not sound very good.
But then we all had to wait. They decided to release you, mm-hmm. and we had to wait because they didn't have the keys to the handcuffs.
Right, exactly.
There's some crazy stories. I have another story of when I was in Europe. You know, the bathrooms were not as sanitary in the place we were stopping at the side of the road. My friend goes into the women's bathroom or unisex bathroom, whatever it is, and she's hovered over the toilet, and it turns out there's ants all around her feet.
Ooh.
And I had to, like, run in there, grab her, hold her up while she peed. And, see, she owes me for life after that one.
Oh, I don't like ants when ants... it gives me the heebs. Lots of ants? Ant's fine. Lots of ants gives me the heebs.
No, mounds of ants.
Mounds of ants really gives me the heebs. Really gives me the heebs.
Yeah, she owes me big.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I want to bring in Tony D over here.
By the way, if you really want to get me laughing,
I have
certain friends that all they do is tell excrement things that have happened to them to me and vice versa.
It is very funny.
Nothing makes me laugh harder than me and my one friend that if there's an excrement story, we will share it. And I have shared many particularly embarrassing ones with her.
I know this. I know this friend that you're referring to.
Yeah. Anyway.
Tony D says, no, I don't do that. It's gross. So he does not fart, pee, or poop in front of anyone.
Okay.
I want to recall some of the responses Tony D has shared with us in the past, just to give you a sense for who this guy actually is.
Okay.
As well.
Did you a collective of Tony D's responses?
Yeah, because I was like, who is this guy? He feels very strongly about the cleanliness and the hygiene of the whole situation.
And then you realize he responds to quite a few of our questions of the week.
He does, and he's got a very unique style.
Well, before you get into his unique style, I want to let all the sneaky freaks that are listening out there that are not part of our text community to please join us.
Oh, yeah. Give us a text at 310-356-3920. That's our number. Give us a text. We'd love to include you in our weekly text convo. You only get one little text from us. It's a question, and then you respond, and then we'll read it on the show and comment. We absolutely love to hear from you. It's definitely the highlight of our show.
Right, but you don't have to comment, and you can just be a participant, or you can be an anonymous participant. There's a lot of ways you can join us on there, and it's absolutely free, and it's fun.
Yeah, it's very fun. Okay, so here are some of the responses Tony D has said in the past. Hello, I missed you. I met this woman, tits as big as Dolly Parton and mouth like a toilet, cussing and smoking all night long. Not at me, but other people. That date ended earlier without me tasting her giant tits. Have a good week. Love you both.
We love you too, Tony.
This was one of the following messages. The best orgasm I had was the Karen Lee have the red swimsuit on video. My God, I froze that video over and over for days. Thank you. Have a good week.
I think I just put that out. I'll get to that video later. Remember that, sneaky freaks. I'll get to it later, I promise.
Okay.
What do you have to say about this?
This is the guy. He's comfortable fucking jerking off to you and telling you and your son, and yet he's not comfortable farting in front of his partner? The fuck is that?
Tony, you're an enigma.
Your comfort levels with certain things confuse me, and it makes me uncomfortable.
I'm fine with it, Tony. Keep going.
Yeah, of course you are. All right.
Can I just ask you, Kim, if you found out some of the sneaky freaks were jacking off to you, would you be uncomfortable with that, or would you be into that, or would you be neutral?
Oh, I'd be into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to expound about why, or you just want to go on to the next one?
No, I feel desired by beautiful women. I think that's a very fun thing, you know?
Well, they may not be beautiful, and they may not be women.
Well, I'm going to assume that they're beautiful women.
Okay.
We got a response here from Renee, and I highlighted this one. I wanted to black this one out for now, just because I wanted you to guess what the most interesting response is to this question, because I think Renee has the topper, and I'm curious if you could guess what it is. It's a story involving excrement.
I'm gonna say she had someone want to shit on her.
Okay. Thank you for that guess. I'll read it now.
Okay.
My husband has accidentally sharted while inside of me. Oh. And has been farting all over the place since the day I met him. Is that fucking unbelievable?
Yeah. It definitely, I can relate to you, Renee.
So the guy is inside of her and he farts and shits.
Okay. Never happened to me in all my 64 years of living, because I just turned 64, you guys.
Congratulations.
Cam, has that ever happened to you? Have you ever sharted on someone while you were fucking them?
Absolutely not. And I love this story. This is fucking hilarious.
I literally have held it in, because it's like, for some reason, I don't feel it's sexy to have someone fart on me or to fart on someone while we're having sex.
How about shitting?
Shitting is definitely not going to make me feel good. I think that if I shit on Deez, I literally think he would jump out the window. I think he might. That would set his, you know, he would just get so freaked out, which has happened to us in our past about things similar, but nothing like that.
Well, I have to say, I do love Renee's response, because she goes on to say, there have never been any limits, and I don't foresee there ever being any. We still prefer some privacy while pooping, but it doesn't always happen. We're both human, only human, and we're partners helping each other navigate all parts of life. There's an understanding that these things are natural and normal and are going to happen whether we acknowledge them or not. Is that beautiful?
It is beautiful. You have probably a very good relationship.
Beautiful relationship. I hope that I have that relationship with my future partner.
The couple that sharts together stays together. You heard it here first from Renee.
That's a good one. We got Glenda, who says, oh no, that's a definite no. No farting or pooping. Peeing if absolutely necessary. However, I did realize how comfortable he was with me and our relationship was good the first time he farted in front of me. You remember the first time Deez farted in front of you, Mom?
It was probably the night I met him.
She said she was, to say the least, shocked as hell.
How many times has Deez farted in front of you?
Many times.
I mean, literally, have you ever farted in front of him or I?
Certainly. Are you kidding?
Yeah. I don't understand it. People make such a huge deal. The worst thing, though, is we got into the elevator the other day, and someone, maybe they had BO, but I'm pretty sure they farted. We walked in there. I almost puked. It smelled so bad.
Oh, my God.
And you know what your dad used to do to me? He'd fart in the car, and then he would close the windows up, put the childproof locks on so I couldn't open the window. And then he'd say, I've just sealed the car.
Oh, my God.
He was proud of the smell, and it was horrible.
Oh, Jesus.
But you got to admit that doesn't surprise you. I made a mistake of telling Deez, who tries to do it now, too, and it's not funny.
Oh, my God. We got the elder statesman chiming in here, Tom.
Oh no, I can't wait to hear what Tom has to say.
Farting, do it in front of her all the time. Although quite aware of the old adage, never trust a fart or waste a hard on.
Okay, never trust a fart. I've heard the never waste a hard on, which
I never heard that
do
one.
Do not have to worry about. Oh, I remember telling some guy that, you know, why don't we wait to have sex, and he's like, why? And I'm like, I don't know when you're going to have a heart on again. He's like, don't worry about me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Young people don't have, you know, that concern. But I could see Tom as an elder statesman.
He's the elder statesman. This is wisdom that he's dropping on us right now.
But never trust a fart? What does that mean?
It means when you fart, you might have sharted. It means there might have been some poop that came out.
Oh. Yeah.
So he goes on to say, peeing, just a couple of hours ago, I let loose a yellow river in front of her while walking a deserted stretch of beach. How do we know it's going to involve nature with the elder statesman?
He's always out doing something sexual.
He's fucking on the beach, taking a walk on a deserted stretch of beach and pissing all over the place. A yellow river.
By the way,
it sounds like you need to drink some water.
That's a hard no for me too. I never pee in a swimming pool or a hot tub or.
Oh yeah, on the beach. But
if I get into the ocean, the pressure from the ocean, even if it's like on the surface, is so intense that as soon as I get there, I have to pee. As a matter of fact, I feel like I have to pee right now, even talking about having to pee. But yeah, water does that to me too.
As you know, many times I've gone scuba diving and I have a lot of trouble pissing in the ocean. A lot of trouble.
I'm very well. I always say that some guy told me this, that there are two types of people, those who pee in their wetsuit and those who lie about it.
And then there's the third, which is the ones that are too neurotic to actually piss in the wetsuit as they're swimming.
And I know. We couldn't even get the boat. The boat's leaving and you could not piss. And you were like a young kid. Like, I think you were a teenager then. And they're like, just tell him to go anywhere. I go, you don't understand. He's trying to go. Meanwhile, I'm floating in urine in my wetsuit. I mean, I've peed so many times that I was covered in urine.
Oh, God. Oh.
You couldn't piss if your life depended on it. The whole boat's waiting for you. You're like, it's coming, it's coming. Nothing was coming. You just
I get up
pee.
To the I emerge from the ocean, try to get on the boat, and I run to the bathroom to try to piss. And people look at me like I'm nuts because they're like, why didn't you just piss in the ocean? You were just in a huge vat of water.
Because you got the wetsuit that's clinging to your body, I guess.
Yeah, it's just too much. I have to be planted firmly on the ground.
Yeah. Are you still like that?
I have to really use my mind over matter to get myself to piss in the ocean.
That's outrageous.
Tom finishes off by saying, pooping, have only done it in front of her in urgent/emergency situations. She is hesitant to do all three in front of me, although a fart occasionally slips out.
It's hard not for a fart to slip out. It's no matter who you are, you just never know. I mean, I remember my mother and father when they're walking in the 90s. Both of them are. I mean, it's like it goes on like a trumpet for like a good solid minute long, and then everyone starts laughing. It's a great icebreaker.
It's unbelievable. And the next one was from Meg. She says she's been married for 23 plus years, and he does it in front of her all the time with no issues. But she won't do it in front of him. She goes, I like him to think I never do any of that.
See, I don't get that. That does not make sense to me.
Same thing with Tom's wife. Occasionally a fart slips out. She's hesitant.
I get it when you're in the actual act of sex because it is kind of like, well, you really want to go down on someone after they just, you know, farted.
Yeah, but what about during just day to day, you know?
Day to day, who cares, for crying out loud?
Well, people have different comfort levels.
Well, what are you supposed to do, run to the bathroom and fart?
Yeah.
I'd be running back and forth from the kitchen to the bathroom all day long.
Oh, my God. We did have one. There was one more that I really wanted to read. Let me see if I can find it.
Well, while you're finding it, I'm going to tell you what Lizzie says. I fart like a mad woman, but my partner draws a line when it comes to going to the bathroom in front of each other. He was down. I'd never close the bathroom door.
Oh, see, now the situation is reversed. I bet this person's younger. It's a generational
thing. If he was down. Lizzie, how old are you? We'll have to find out.
Christian says, it's a normal body function, no reason to be weird about it. Although, I pose the question, have you really deeply connected with your partner if neither of you have let out a dank toot while bumping uglies? I love that question.
I have connected with my partner, but the dank toot does not come out during the connection.
I definitely have farted during sex. Definitely.
You don't try to hold it in?
I try to hold it in, but sometimes I just let it rip.
You know what's really embarrassing? When you fart, if you're getting a massage.
Oh.
I once farted in a small, I think it was an office waiting room, and it smelled so bad, I had to open the door and start airing the room out.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Aaron says, good one. Good question. Thank you, Aaron. Last night, when coming to bed, planning on having sex, my wife bends over, arches her back, and farts. then says, that's out of the way, let's fuck. I'd say we're pretty comfortable.
I think we should end on that note.
Let's end on that one.
There's a ton more. And
Thank you so much to everyone who has responded and told us about your pooping, pissing, and farting in front of your partners. We love that.
Yeah, I'll try to post these on Patreon.
Oh, wow. She's stepping up to the plate.
I'll try, you guys. Just join us on patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. And you might be able to see the rest of these.
So, Mother.
Yes.
You celebrated a birthday this past weekend. How was it?
Oh, my God. Well, it was actually great.
I mean, great.
I missed you, okay?
Because
you were in Colombia. But the rest of the fam, they stepped up to the plate and made it a wonderful birthday.
What'd you do?
So I started it out on Friday night with Deez. He couldn't really do much because of his ankle still being broken. But then I had the whole day and night. I love having a birthday on a Saturday.
Oh, it's
then
huge.
You get like the whole. I think it should be the whole month that we're celebrating my birthday. Which there's a lot of Libras, so I'm celebrating a lot with my friends that are turning them, whatever 60 plus years, and the ones that are younger that are not turning 60 plus years. They're still Libras. What am I talking about? Anyway, the birthday celebrations went on to a concert with your sister. And wine time with the whole fam, and we saw the Bears game. It was a great weekend, actually. Your brother decided to take over your position as leader of the going around the horn. What does that mean, going around the horn?
Around the horn. It's where you go and you ask each of the people to give a toast to the person that's who you're celebrating.
And you're usually the one that leads that. And since you were in Medellin, Colombia.
Medellin.
Your brother did it, and he's like, "I'm stepping up here."
Oh,
he did a good job, and hearing everyone saying all these loving questions or experiences that they had with me gave me a good little weep session.
Oh, you know, I got this from my friend Pauly Boy. Pauly Boy, he's an emotional guy. He's a real clown.
He was on our podcast
in the past called hashtag Bush Tales. On his birthday, he brings people on this big hike with him because he loves nature. And he gets to the top of the mountain or wherever we're going, and he goes, "Okay, it's that time. Everyone has to say something nice about me." And then everyone goes around and says something nice. So I adopted this with my friend group and my family as well, and where I asked them, "Okay, please share something that you admire about this person, or something that a story that really is emblematic of this person and what they mean to you." And then I highly recommend people do this. It's a very wonderful activity, very heartwarming.
And your brother took over and did a great job of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we even took a picture of the whole family and your brother's girlfriend, Jordan, she just stuck her arm out, and that's where we're going to put a picture of you in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Someone's
going to
superimpose
there.
Oh. But she's, you know, she said she wanted to do a podcast about psychotropic drugs because she's investigating that whole thing.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, your brother does a podcast about music. And so
it's a whole podcasting family.
Well, someone said you have sex, drugs, and rock and roll podcasts in the family.
Oh, I love that. That's true.
It's true, right?
It's true. That's hilarious. That's really fun.
Yeah, so I had a good time. The only thing I have to say negatively is that social media puts so many pressures on me. There's so many ways to wish me a happy birthday on Facebook, which I don't even go on anymore, and Instagram, and phone calls and texts and Facebook messages, and it's beyond belief. And then I'm so technologically not even, I couldn't even find all the birthday celebration texts on Facebook.
I made a special one for you, and you had no clue what the fuck I was even put up there. You said, "Oh, it's a great video." It was three videos.
They're great. They're on Instagram, you guys. So no, I appreciate you looking and finding and curating those videos for me, but the rest, I'm telling you, I could not. It was 140 messages. I don't know where they are.
Look at you, Miss Popular.
Miss Popularity. Well, now that I'm verified, everybody wants to be my friend.
Oh, wow. Congratulations to Mother for getting YouTube verified. How about that?
Woo! And congratulations to you for getting the entire Pleasure Podcast verified on YouTube.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you check us out on YouTube, you'll see that little fucking check mark next to Sex Talk with My Mom.
Well, maybe people will stop impersonating me. You know, that bothers me when they do that kind of shit.
Yeah.
I'm acting like I'm just so popular.
You're a celebrity over here.
Such a celebrity. Anyway, so that's it. That's all I got to say. I had a great weekend.
I'm happy you had a great weekend, Mother.
And I hope it continues on for the next couple weeks. Or months.
Excellent.
I'll get more onto that and hit on our shit on, but I want to hear what's going on in your life.
Still exploring Medellin, Colombia.
Still surviving.
There was a close call, two close calls on Sunday.
Well, oh my God. Thank God I was at the winery and did not know about this.
I took a cable car tour up to like the top of this mountain. And it was gorgeous. And I was with a local friend, and we did a little hike, and then it was time to go back down. And she suggested we take this bus ride down, the locals' bus, instead of the cable car tour back. The bus was going so fucking fast around these curves. And I'm
white-knuckling it?
Literally white-knuckling it. She told me, she's like, you have to stop grabbing so hard because it's going to hurt you. And I was standing, and I swear to God.
Why were you standing? You were standing?
It was completely packed bus. The guy is going so fucking fast around these curves.
You're lucky. You have no seatbelt on, obviously.
Obviously no seatbelt. I'm standing. And I'm fucking...
How nauseating was it, by the way?
It was nauseating and terrifying. And there's cars coming at us at the same time. It unreal.
Every time I do one of those things, I wonder, this happens like daily, multiple times a day. I mean, I was once on the Amalfi Coast and the same thing. The bus driver had to get out and help the bus in front of him maneuver around the curve and then get back in the bus. How do they do this every day?
I don't know.
She was getting a little nervous too. If she was getting nervous, you would be very nervous.
No, she wouldn't have put me in a situation where I'm in danger.
She just said that you had a dangerous experience.
Well, for me, it felt dangerous. For her, it felt like, you know, this is what she does.
Okay.
It's just me being in a foreign environment, Mom.
I know.
I'm learning. Anyway, that's what's going on in my life. I'm still having a great time in Medellin. I'll probably be here for another week and then off to the next adventure.
Oh, you guys... It's so fun hearing Cam's adventures. Medellin. I can't even pronounce Medellin.
All right. So what should we go on to some of these
hit
comments?
On or shit on?
Hit on or shit on. That's a segment of the show where we share your comments to determine whether they're a hit on or a shit on.
And I curated some birthday ones because I thought you'd find them fascinating.
All right. Let's hear it.
Well, for one thing, I did a TikTok video that Tony has alluded to where I was wearing a red, very low-cut bathing suit. This was on my own TikTok.
What do you get out of doing this?
I'll tell you what. My mission is to let women know that there's no expiration date on sexy. Mm-hmm. And they should just, you know, be themselves and don't worry so much about, you know, if you've got an extra bulge here or an extra... wrinkle there, just be yourself. And
you're talking about like bulging discs?
Bulging discs, bulge, it looks like an extra flab around your stomach, whatever it is.
All right, so let's hear these responses.
So I put this video out and it was pretty well received, like 5,000 responses. I mean, views. It was basically guess my age, here's a hint, and then embrace your age, right?
Okay.
I show it to your sister and you know what she says?
Huh.
So you're thirst trapping for a noble cause.
Is that what you're doing?
Well, I said embrace your age.
All right. You got a mission over there.
Yeah. So did your sister hit on or shit on me?
No, I think that's a hit on.
You're thirst trapping for a noble cause.
She called your cause normal. Normal.
I think she thinks that was bullshit.
Okay. So maybe that's
a
shit on.
I just wanted a thirst trap.
All right.
Anyway, I thought it was funny. Either way, your sister's very funny. Yeah, Mr. Bean actually responded.
Mr. Bean,
who sticks pop rocks up his butthole, has been on our show multiple times. He said, "Happy birthday, Mom! ... Your illegitimate sheep loving son. Ooh. Why is he my son?
I don't know.
unless somebody is referring to you.
No.
All right. Well, you're illegitimate sheep loving son. Anyway,
I love guess that.
Is that a hit on?
She's also calling you mom.
That's what I'm saying. Is it a hit on or a shit on?
Mr. Bean.
It's a hit on.
All right. It's a hit on.
Then we got some guy named Three Aces who said 72 question mark.
Oh,
that's not a hit on.
Not a good guess.
Not a good guess as to what
she's
my age is.
She's turning 64. Not
by
a
the
good
way,
guess.
Listen, I put on the background music of the Beatles when I'm 64. So that was the hint. And okay. How does he end up saying 72 question
mark? What a fucker.
And then Lou Alcindor, number 33, said, you don't look a day over 75.
Oh, Jesus.
Another
Christ.
Shit on.
Big time shit on.
But I, in all fairness, out of the like hundreds of birthday messages I received from that red swimming suit, most of them were positive. I just didn't want to be bragging and put them all in this
People
chain.
Are constantly saying, wow, so hot. You're not a day older than 21.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Brandon Sweeney says, mommy, question mark.
The fuck?
I don't know what the hell that question, that statement was. Okay. What is that, a hit on or shit on mommy, question mark?
I don't know. It reminds me of the book, Are You My Mother?
Yeah, I think he was looking. Brandon was looking. And then there's Mogman71 and said, well, if you go by the Beatles song, then 64. But I would guess about 10 years younger.
There we go. That's a hit on. Official yeah, hit on.
That's what I wanted to hear. And then the last one is by Default61967. Where you came up with that number, I don't know. 35, .. Oh, I thought you were asking how old you look. Very sweet.
Okay, here we go.
So we ended on a good note.
Ended on a great note. Thank you for that hit on or shit on, mother.
I love that segment of the show.
Yeah.
Guess what time it is now?
This is a decent segment.
This is a decent segment?
Is it Mom's News?
Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Mom's News is the segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. What do we got this week, Mom?
This is brought to you by one of the family members, my future son-in-law, Andy.
Okay.
And I did not know, but he said, have you thought about any genital sunning your butthole?
Excuse me?
That's what I said. I said, what are you talking about? Apparently, this was brought to light by Josh Brolin, who I think he's married to or partners with Barbara Streisand.
All right.
I'll read the story first. It's from The Cut.
Okay.
It's a publication that everybody needs to read.
The Cut?
Yeah, well, I did some research after, you know, Andy decided to tell me about this sunning of your buttholes.
Okay.
And it says, sad news today. Josh Brolin, star of The Avengers and No Country for Old Men, says he suffered a severe burn over the Thanksgiving holiday after taking part in the recent Instagram trend of perennial sunning. So there was an Instagram trend that I was not aware of.
Perineum.
Oh, that. Or perennial, like a flower.
Perineum sunning. Oh, my God.
Okay. Perineum. How do you, perineum?
Perineum. You say tomato, I say tomato. I don't know.
It involves your bare sphincter. It's the region between
the thighs. It's bounded by the scrotum and the anus in males and by the opening of the vagina and the anus in females.
Well, looky here, Mr. Sex Educator.
Yeah.
That's very good. Well, thank you for sharing the exact area.
So that little area, that little taint, if you will.
That's right.
People are putting that in the sun?
They are exposing it to direct sunlight.
And is it supposed to help?
Though this is what happened. In a moving Instagram post he shared on Saturday, Brolin's emotions were as raw as his burnt flesh. Tried this perineum sunning that I've been hearing about, and my suggestion is do not do it as long as I did. He said, my pucker hole is crazy burned, and I was going to spend the day shopping with my family. Instead, I'm icing and using aloe and burn creams because of the severity of the pain.
Oh, my
God. Let me just tell you. And I guess it was supposed to have some value. There were supposed to be good things to do with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the sunning is supposed to awaken it or something like that.
You've heard about this?
Oh, yeah.
Well, apparently, you know, there are a lot of reasons not to do it.
Well, one is that it's a very sensitive skin.
Okay, so the New York Post started reporting on the phenomenon after a wellness blogger known as Metaphysical Megan posted a picture of herself back in mid-November in which she is nude on her back with her legs up in the air, bearing her inner workings to the sun. In a lengthy caption accompanying the post, Megan wrote that the perineum sunning was an ancient Taoist practice that originated in the Far East and that it helped strengthen one's organs, promote health and longevity, and regulate one's circadian rhythm. Let me tell you, Megan, you are absolutely wrong.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I was ready to do this. I was ready to get my asshole right to the sun.
Even after you just heard what happened to Josh Brolin.
Now I'll have second thoughts. You think I could put some suntan lotion on my perineum and then shoot it?
No. So I'm going to get to the part of that. I'm just going to full speed ahead to the part where it tells you the dangers of doing this.
Okay,
all sunburns suck, but buttholes can get it really bad. While a blistered gooch sounds bad enough, the long-term risks are even worse. Too much sun exposure can increase your risk of skin cancer, basal cell, squamous cell, and melanoma. It goes on and on. If you're likely to develop herpes, HPV, there's all kinds of shit. So, yeah, do not do this, you people. Don't do it. No one knows how did this perineum. Listen, this could have started in caveman times. They used to sun their booty holes, or perhaps it has happened in Woodstock. But don't do it. I'm telling you guys.
Thank you for that PSA. Thank you for the mom's news.
Mom's news. Thank you to Andy for coming up with that brilliant topic.
Thank you very much. It's huge.
And I do hope Josh Brolin's butthole is okay. Is it that time that I think it is, Cam?
It is that time of the show where all your buttholes start puckering as if they're getting kissed by the sun. It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers, the segment of the show where I share something near and dear to my heart. Something that my mother typically finds...
It makes me want to fart loud and clear.
Or...
super boring.
Or...
makes me sometimes want to shart.
It's Cam's Uppers. This is just a quick revelation that I had recently.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I think trust is the precursor to sex a lot, especially for me. If I could really trust someone, I think that's the key for me to feel comfortable enough to actually have sex with them.
And then I'm glad that this is a revelation. This is a revelation, Cam?
It is, because in the past I've fucked people that I don't necessarily trust, and then it creates a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, people get themselves in situations, and trust is probably the only thing that you have.
And I think it just takes me a long time to get, you know, several weeks of hanging out with someone to really get to know them, to really develop trust. And then from there, I can kind of let my guard down to actually want to have sex.
How did you come to this?
I was just reflecting on this and feeling, you know, when am I feeling blocked? When am I not feeling blocked? You know, confused by my own sexual desire. And I think a lot of it has to do with the trust in a given relationship.
Well, then you wouldn't be so worried about, like, what if I get her pregnant and all the other things that you typically worry about because you were already trusting this person. And
bingo.
Yeah, I think, so in other words, it doesn't really have to do as much with, like, thinking about the future of your relationship. It's just trusting the here and now.
Exactly, yeah. And you kind of have a sense for, like, what this means to them, what it means to you. I think I think trust is something that we don't talk about too much in order to enhance desire. And I think... if you worked on trust, you can actually boost the desire. What do you think of that?
Bingo.
You think so?
I love it.
You love that, right? Great. So yeah. How do you enhance trust?
Well, I think what you just said is clear. There is an element of time involved.
Communication.
Because if you don't have trust, then you can't even be yourself enough to like tell the partner what you want and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Or know what's going to happen afterwards. Like, are they going to just fucking push me out of bed? Are they, you know, are you going to be respectful?
Yeah. Or are you going to be obligated to be in a relationship with someone because they didn't know you from the start?
So how do you develop trust?
I just told you.
Just time?
Time and, you know, I think some of it is gut feelings, or just asking provocative questions to find out what their answers are and have them take that personality quiz that you were going through yesterday.
Yeah. I think if you open yourself up a little bit and see how they respond to that.
Oh, that's a good
that
point.
That allows you to create some trust.
Yeah.
I love that.
What about if you fart in front of them?
Do a little toot, see how they respond.
Yeah. If they toot right back at you, it's a winner.
Anyway, that's Cam's uppers. And
I like that. That was actually one of my favorite Cam's uppers.
I completely agree. I think that was a good one.
It was short and sweet.
Thank you.
And I guess we're coming to the end of the show.
We're coming to the end. I want to thank all the sneaky freaks who help us create the show by giving us financial gifts through the patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom, who help us by giving us wonderful texts to contribute to the show at 310-356-3920.
We love ratings and reviews.
Ratings and reviews wherever you're listening to this. And of course, share it with a friend.
That's the best way to do it. Just share it with a friend. And check us out now on YouTube and TikTok.
That's it. We love you guys.
We love you. And I'd like to sing a little song, Cam.
Sing about Moot.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and farting on your partner's
knees. Yep.
Yeah, well, we didn't say where they should fart.
On the knees.
Farting on your partner's knees. Yeah, that works.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.